Listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th, the Black History Month film series continues at 6 p.m. in Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday, day one of Club Jeopardy starts at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, February 17th, starting at 5 p.m., experience a taste of Lunar New Year located at Sergi Lee Hall in the Great Room. Check out Trivia Tuesday starting at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words Poetry event starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Sergi Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked, everyone.
Welcome to Airbud. I just walked in. I'm with Nate. Because me and Nate, I like when Nate's on the show. We're going to kill it. Some more live training for Nate. Nate, I'm going to turn your mic on in a sec, but we just walked in here. So, are you on mic 2 again?
Yep.
All right. Let me turn that on for you. Give me a little test.
Test, okay. Mic test.
We're sounding sweet.
Oh, wait, I didn't even put the headphones on. I can't even hear a single thing.
It's all good. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm out of breath. We were, like, speed walking uphill.
Yeah.
To try and make it on time.
That's, bro, City of Hills. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, no, for real. And Hunt Union. You know, where we live on campus is really, like, at the bottom of the campus.
Yeah.
And Hunt Union is, like, the top of campus. It's, like, the highest point of the entire campus. But oh man, I'm still catching my breath over here.
Yeah, wow. I'm gonna load up some background music. I realize that the background music has to be quieter, but it's all good. Let's go for this. Hopefully that sounds good. Yeah, but is this playing? That's way too goofy. Whatever, I'll leave it for now. Actually, no, I won't. We have some time here. Give me like a minute, you know? I'm not locked in.
Don't worry, Joe. You want me to take it from here for a minute.
Yeah, explain how your week was, Nate and Nate. Explain who you are, Nate and Nate, so that the viewers know.
Yeah, so for any new listeners, I'm Nady Nate. I'm probably one of the best guests that Joe has on his show.
The best.
The best. Mars is pretty good, too, for anybody who's listened before. Has some good episodes with Mars. But, you know, I'm trying to get on Wani. And I don't think I told people yet, because I think this happened over the week, but we passed our written exam. So,
let's go.
Woo! But, yeah, now all I got to do is reach out to a Stephanie and take the on-air test. And after that, I get a show. And I'm excited. The only thing is, I don't know what I'm going to name my show yet. But I have a couple ideas. But I don't know. Maybe keep that a secret for now. But in the meantime, Joe, what we got planned for the night? We know what we're doing today?
Today we're... Today may be a little bit of a dynamic sort of show. We might get some CDs going. I'm not sure, really. I will say, last week, I recorded my own show. I recorded the audio of it so that I could listen to it back. Basically do some VOD review on my own DJing. And I noticed some glaring issues, so those will be fixed. I think it was mostly the audio balance and when I do this and I move away from the mic and it gets quieter. You should be talking directly into the microphone. But yeah, I tend to be moving a lot while I'm touching things and typing things. So.
It's all right. We all get a little giddy when we're in the studio. I mean, how could we not? Look at this setup.
Look at this beautiful studio that we're in. Well... The listeners can't,
but it really is marvelous. They got these Christmas lights that they hung up around the entire room. Gives it like a nice, vibrant feel with all the LEDs. You know, you got like the purple, green, red, orange lights. They look nice.
I'm gonna take us up a bit even. So we should be a little bit louder. But background music sounding good. I'm chilling, you know. I feel great. But it might be time for me to... I'll just play something, but... We're gonna get some CDs. We're gonna find some CDs. Ones that I've never heard. And just play them, you know. Because last time... It's still here. If you tuned in last week, I saw this CD on the desk that was covered in Sharpie. That says Property of Wony. And I played it and I thought it was terrible. It's like a hardcore album called Violent World. I think it might be a cover album sort of thing, but it was pretty terrible. But I had fun talking about it and reviewing it live. I thought that was cool. So we're gonna get some more CDs. In the meantime, I should probably play a bit of a longer song.
Joe, do you want to talk about the tournament at all that we watched yesterday, you and I?
Absolutely. I think we'll do that as part of the talking thing. I just want to grab some CDs now because I was going to do it before the show.
Okay.
So I'm just going to play something as sort of like an interlude type of thing, and then we can go back to talking, and then... Once we peter out of talking, we'll play some CDs probably at the end. So I'm going to play this song called The Phone Works Both Ways by The Jazz June, and we'll have 4 minutes to go get CDs. So enjoy that, and we will be back. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. I'm giving Nate his headphones. We're going to switch seats real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this chair is so much nicer.
It is. It is a lot nicer. Oh, my God. I'm super loud.
All right, Joe, let me... All right, Joe.
All right, my bad. I'm putting Nady in the driver's seat so that he could get a little experience, you know. But we got some CDs, so that'll be for later. It's a little treat for later. And I think we're just gonna chat. Does the level look good, Nady? Nate, do you know where to check that? On the left under that monitor, it's the little equalizer bar.
Say that again, Joe.
On the left, you see that monitor on the left? Under it, you see the little equalizer bar going up and down. Does that look good to you?
Yeah, the main mic.
It's sitting around the middle?
Yeah, let me... Yeah, this is looking good. Sounds good.
Right here.
Oh.
Yeah, it should be sitting around here.
Sitting around
the middle.
The middle. Okay. Let's see how this sounds.
If everything looks good, we're good.
Yeah, Joe, everything looks good.
So we are going to talk about this tournament that happened. Now, I'm the Melee guy, but Nate, you said you very much enjoyed watching it. Could you introduce Genesis X3 to the audience?
Yeah, so Genesis, to my knowledge, it's just Smash Bros, right? Nothing else. It's just the Smash Bros tournament.
Where yeah.
It's specifically for Melee. It's not for Ultimate. And it's the top 100 players in the world meeting up and competing. And, you know, I don't usually watch these gaming tournaments. I kind of watched a little bit of esports with Clash Royale back when that was a popular game. But nothing else really, honestly. But that game was really good. Our roommate, Victor, is probably the biggest Smash Bros. Stain I've ever seen in my entire life. Nobody's more addicted to that game than he is. And he's a Luigi main. And his biggest idol is this guy called Rap Monster. Kind of a valid name, honestly. A pretty cool name.
It's a tough tag.
Yeah. And he... What is he? He's ranked like 17th, right?
No, so... A lot of players, like, obviously don't show up to these tournaments, but... It was about half of the top 100 there. Rap Monster is ranked 28th in the world.
Okay. He's the number one Luigi.
He's the number one Luigi.
There's nobody from number 1 to 27 plays Luigi. He is the best Luigi in the world. And he was set to go against the number one player in the world, Zayn on the game. And Zayn on the game plays the most disgusting, ridiculous, most outlandish, just
horrible,
rage-baiting, horrible character.
A horrible, horrible character.
Named Marth.
Marth.
If you play Fire Emblem, you're probably familiar with him. He's in Smash Bros. And he's just... He annoys me more than Meta Knight in Smash Bros. Brawl, if you know, you know.
But, if you know, that's, yeah.
But, Jesus Christ, this guy is just so, like, not Zayn. Like, I don't know how Zayn is as a person, but he plays Marth, and he's number one in the world, and I gotta hate on that. I'm sorry. But... Zayn went against Rap Monster, and everybody expected Zayn to win. Well, actually, let me take that back. I don't think so, because, Joe, you did show me that they played twice off stream before, and both times Rap Monster won, and, you know, I'm assuming...
Yeah, to give, like, the whole context of the situation, because it's bigger than just, like, you know, like, worst player with a weird character beats good player with good character. Zayn and Rap Monster are both from the DMV, MDVA. They're both from Virginia. And they have beef with each other because there was an invitational tournament that you needed, like, votes to get into and money backed. And instead of backing Rap Monster, who's from Virginia, with Zayn, Zayn backed his friend from Canada, Soonsay. And Rap Monster got pressed. He didn't get invited to the tournament. And then they played what's called, like, Thug Finals at an online tournament. And Rap Monster won 5-3. And then they played another Thug Finals, like, not an official set. And Rap Monster won 5-4. It was their closest set. Went to the last game. He beat him both times. He called him some words that I can't say on radio. And he was trash-talking on Twitter. And then they were set to play at this tournament. Zayn, you know, he was the number one seed, so he got an easy bracket. Rap Monster had to beat a very good Peach player named Aura, which he did. And then he got to play Zayn. And then, well, Nady, take it, like, explain what happened in the set, because this was their first time officially playing in bracket, and it was a banger.
Yeah, so it was a best of five, and first two games, Rap Monster annihilates this guy, Zayn. And, you know, you could... Listen, I don't watch Zayn, but even I could be like, okay, this is the number one player in the world, and, you know, he's a little off today. Because
yeah.
He's also playing a character who's supposedly better in the game overall than Luigi is. Martha's ranked higher than Luigi is. And, you know, by the third game, Zayn, he kind of locks in. You know, he gets his stuff together. And but it was only for a brief period. He ended up winning that match. He locked in. And then game four... I think game four was actually pretty close. I think he brought Rap Monster down to his last stock, but Rap Monster just hit some nasty moves on him. I'm pretty sure in the first game, Rap Monster hit a misfire, right?
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, I'm not going to explain it, but pretty much like for every time
it's
like a 1 in 8 chance of getting that. And it's all—it's hard.
Luigi,
to,
like, how do you explain this without sounding like a chud? Luigi, like, flings himself forward pretty much, and there's every time you use the move, there's a small chance that Luigi will set himself on fire and, like, explode at the other person. It's like a random chance sort of thing. And Rap Monster went for it in the middle of a combo and hit the random chance on purpose, and it was. Other than way back at Summit when Mango did that crazy combo against Plup, it was maybe one of the best combos I've seen happen in bracket, which is a big statement. I've watched like a bajillion hours of Melee. But I have to say, this Genesis, I usually love Genesis. This Genesis was a very good Genesis. This is one of the best, most entertaining brackets I've watched so far. Top 8 looks like it's going to be boring. Hasn't happened yet, but hopefully not, you know.
Yeah, and I was invested, you know, for somebody who doesn't typically watch these types of things. It was intriguing. It looked nice. It was hype. I will say, you know, I have my criticism towards the game, Joe. I think you know what that is. But it was hype, and... That's the type of stuff that gets people intrigued and that pulls in, you know, new people who may not be familiar and may just be watching this for the first time, you know, if all the tournaments were like that, then I think that it would have a bigger following and it would be more well known and well respected.
Yeah. I think because Hungry Box is such a big figure, this kind of, what am I trying to say? Like, because he's such a big figure, him streaming the Thug Finals, because it was his online tournament, him streaming that definitely got a lot of eyes on the situation, like the whole Rap Monster Zayn stuff, and then it just blew itself out of the water by, it's just so fire. I'm sure Victor's going to come back and be ecstatic to talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the thing that I was saying earlier, is that our roommate Victor, he's like Rap Monster. He just has that mindset, you know. It's like him and Rap Monster, they both think that Luigi is the best character in the game, which he's not. It's like, what, Fox from Star Fox or Jigglypuff the Pokemon. But Rap Monster is legitimately convinced that Luigi is the best character in the game, and so is Victor. Victor does not play any other characters. You know, Joe, you play Falco as a main, but you'll also play Marth, you'll play Captain Falcon, you'll play Fox too sometimes.
Yeah, I like all the characters in the game.
Oh, but you play Peach?
Peach too, Kirby, Zelda.
I play Ness. You know, I don't really play the realistic-looking characters. I play Ness, and then I play Game & Watch. I play the cartoony-looking characters and the Pokemon.
Yeah, Luigi players usually only play Luigi. And Victor is very much a Luigi main. Just like, it's in his blood or something.
Yeah. Joe, should I switch this music? I don't know if the listeners are like, maybe they're
getting
like,
tired of it. Absolutely, yeah. Go ahead.
But I like what you got going here. You know, I feel like it's very appropriate for, you know, having a chit chat. You know, this Mario Kart Wii.
Yeah, music. This is the background. This is from Daisy Circuit. This song. It's Mario Kart. Say what you will. I'm a child. I'll listen to video game music. It's got the little. It's like jazz fusion. This is a lot more like upbeat, but that's where it comes from.
Hold on, I'm actually gonna.
This is the Chudcast today. We're just gonna talk about video games. Listen to video game music. I don't care. I had Valentine's Day. You know, the worst day of the year. But I made it a great day.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
No, it's not.
You know, it's one of those holidays that really depends on whether or not you're celebrating it. And look, you and I, we didn't celebrate it. You know,
but we chilled out together. I had a great day yesterday.
Yeah, no,
we got Taco Bell. That was fire.
Yeah, that was. We had a great day yesterday. I recorded some music, too. Mm-hmm.
That was nice. Shout out to Nate.
Hold on, I'm typing in this thing. Okay. I got this Smash Bros. Theme that I'm actually... Is it, This is from Brawl. Is it this one? Let's see.
This is such a good song, Nate.
Maybe turn it up just a little bit. And I got it on loop for 10 hours.
On the 10 hours?
Yeah, bro. I love the... How do you pronounce it? Corneria? This is Corneria.
Corneria. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Corneria. It's from Star Fox.
This is a great one. My favorite from Brawl is the song for... I think it's called Sticker Brush Symphony. That song is
Oh man.
Fire.
Dude, unpopular opinion, but Flat Zone, Game & Watch's map.
Oh, nah, that's not unpopular. I love that song, Nate.
Bro, and also, I think the Zelda one, Gerudo Valley.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
But those are bangers.
Like Smash 4 or something. Or Brawl. But, yeah, no. Smash Bros. Really knows how to... I don't know if they're using the same music from, like, these other games, but it's some good music.
I also like the... Any of the Animal Crossing songs are great.
You know, I never played that game.
It's hard to start playing and it's hard to stop playing. And I usually don't like games like that.
See.
It's a lot like Minecraft. Like, you gotta... If you're gonna stick to Minecraft, you gotta get into it. But then once you're into it, it's, like, impossible to stop playing Minecraft.
Dude, I probably spent maybe an hour in total playing Minecraft with all the times that I played it. The longest I played Minecraft in one time was maybe 30 minutes. And I think I died because... Oh. Like, it was a ravine, I think. And, I had, like, all these items on me. And I just fell into the ravine and I lost all my items. And I think I was, like, competing against my friend. And we just, like, he just took my stuff and I just raged. Quit that game.
Damn.
That game was not for me.
No, that's good. I've wasted so much time on Minecraft. I think everyone has, though.
Yeah. I like the creative mode, though. I did play a little bit of creative mode. I was able to fly around and stuff.
How do you... You know... Well, let's switch... Let me switch the topic.
Yeah, no.
Because video games are cool. But it's cold outside and it sucks. Sucks. It's cold outside, dude.
Yeah. No,
did the what I was about to ask is when is Groundhog's Day? Did that happen already?
Yeah, right. It's like the first week of February. So it's like around Super Bowl.
What did what's his name? Pawtuxtony Pat or whatever.
Puxatawny Phil.
Puxatawny Phil.
Because. The other one passed away, unfortunately.
Pawtucket Pat.
Rest in peace to, what was it, Staten Island something. The one from Staten Island, rest in peace to him. That was the one that, who is it? It was de Blasio. De Blasio dropped him. And I found that out for, like, the first time last year, too. And I had no idea that happened. Because I always knew that there were two of them. One from Pennsylvania, one from Staten Island. And I was like, oh, the Staten Island one, I probably rep him more because I'm from Brooklyn. And I just find out that, like, he's not alive anymore. And he hasn't been alive for, what, maybe, like, 5 years at most? I don't know.
You can get tickets to Groundhog's Day? It's really that big of a thing?
Yeah, I guess. I had no idea. But I don't know what I think they said this year that it was going to be 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading here.
Yeah. But rest in peace to Staten Island. Oh, Staten Island Chuck. Right. Staten Island Chuck. Rest in peace to him. Puxatawny Phil is still around. He's a baddie.
Oh, it's in Pennsylvania. Huh.
Yeah, no, it's like a town. Puxatawny is like this little town. You know, here in Oneonta, we got woodchucks, and they kind of, like, I remember the first time I saw a woodchuck, I mistook it for a groundhog. I like those. those creatures, you know, the ones that like live in the ground.
Yeah.
You know, they only really, they don't really come out when it's like bright out because the sun hurts their eyes, you know, like moles and stuff. They're cool creatures. Feel like they get neglected. You don't really talk about them. They're kind of like worms. Nobody really talks about them, but cool creatures. Joe, I want to switch the. I want to switch this.
You want to? This is such a chill show. I'm enjoying this, but I don't know if it sounds good over the waves. I hope it does. I always hope it does. But we could play some CDs. We could get into that.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. You want to get started with that?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'm gonna come over to you. So, give me a sec. We're both gonna be on the same mic.
Yeah, let me turn down mic two. Oh man, I turned down Joe's mic, but he dropped the headphones, y'all. Joe, how could you? How could you, man?
All right, you can barely hear me. We're gonna have to put this like up, like that. I don't know if it'll stay, but. We're gonna get some wide mic action, so that you can hear both of us.
Yeah, let's pause this because now we're about to get some
absolutely
other stuff started.
So I'm helping Nate get accustomed to the studio.
Yes, so for my on-air test.
I'll be giving some W comms. I'll have to commentate what we're about to do. But Nate, if you would turn off the iMac and turn that down. Yeah. And then which of these CDs?
All right, I kind of want to listen to this one first. I picked out this one called Failure by Comfort. I never heard of them before. We got 10 songs on here. It was
play the one that's got the best name is usually my way.
Okay, so submission Macaque, something, Screen Man, Swallow, Muffled, Snaps, Kindred, Procrastrophe, Princess Salt Wound. I'm between number 8 and number 2.
Play this one.
Macaque.
You see how it's marked as, like, don't play that one. That's how the CDs are done in here.
Oh, wait. So these stars right here?
Yeah, we'll let you know. The stars mean that they have bad words in them.
Aw, no cuss words, please. All right, let's take this out.
Or maybe, wait, let me see. Yeah, take the CD out, and you could put it in the Tascam CD 400U.
Where do you see that, Joe? Power. Okay.
Gotta power it on.
Oh, and you just put it in?
And then you just put it in. But let's peep this out. On the back of the CD, okay, well, let me do some other commentary. On the front of the CD, there's this goofy-looking child with pigtails and gaps in her teeth, and she's just looking at the shadows, right?
Yeah, and there's a weird shadow behind her, kind of in the shape of a creature like the Boogeyman. It's interesting. But I liked it because the kid kind of looks goofy with the smile. I don't know.
And I'm trying to figure out, I'm unsure if the stars mean that don't play those songs or the stars mean definitely play those songs. But I'm going to assume that the stars are bad. So why don't you go in with track number 2, like you said you would.
Okay, track number 2. Let's do it.
Oh, no. Hold up. Use the multi until that number says 2. There you go.
All right.
And now you can click play on Failure by Comfort.
All right, let's go.
Now the back of the CD has writing that says, combination of Helmet and Nirvana. And then it says it's effing great. Now you're going to want to turn this on and turn this up just a little bit. We're going to keep the mic on. But we're going to be able to hear it.
All right, wait. Does that sound good? I have the headphones right now, so I'm going to adjust it based off of how I think. Honestly, this is pretty good right here. I actually like this. Can you hear it?
No, we don't have the monitor thing on, but that's all right. I'm checking my message.
As long as the listeners can hear it, that's the people who matter.
Absolutely. I'm going to tune the machine real quick. Here's a tech tip. Tune the machine to see how it sounds.
If any other DJs are listening, maybe an idea to take. No, but I like this. This is you said Nirvana. I'm not a big fan of Nirvana. I can see how it reminds me of Nirvana, but I actually like this more than Nirvana. I was never really super into that type of like grunge music. We got Joe right now trying to figure out some stuff. What's up, Joe? What are you doing?
I don't know. It's not playing out of the corners. It doesn't really matter, but...
Yeah, probably. I'm enjoying this. Now, I'm not too keen on... Well, I am talking while the song plays, but I don't know if I'm liking it, you know? Because sometimes it's fire when you talk over the song and, you know, still have a combo. But sometimes I'm hoping that the people who listen to this show aren't like, hey man, just shut up, let the song play. But I don't care. I built a career off talking over the song. That's a bar right there, Joe. If you know, you know. Blow type. Check him out on SoundCloud. I can't wait to release this.
I'm gonna jog this down in the break.
Yeah, it's about.
But how do we like that? Done. I only heard the tail end. But
I think that song is better than any Nirvana song. I'm not gonna hold you, Joe. I'm not a huge Nirvana guy. It does sound like a little bit of grunge type of music, but that was a really good steady pace. I wasn't necessarily paying too much attention to, you know, what he was even talking about, but it was good. It sounded like good music that I can listen to while driving. I could be driving down the highway listening to that song, no problem.
I like songs like that. How does this work? So, what I have in my hands right now is the Bob's Burgers music album, which is a tough find from the CD room. I gotta say, whoever put this in there, you're great.
I do love me some Bob's Burgers, I'm not gonna lie.
But I'm trying to figure out how this works. Disc one. I think the first song is just the theme song, which is tough, if that's what it is.
Which one are you trying to listen to, Joe?
I mean, there's a lot on this, and I'm assuming it's mostly short.
Oh, it's just soundtracks from the show?
Is it going to play the theme song?
Yep, this is the theme song.
Yeah, this is a sick album.
A lot of people don't like this show. I always liked this show. This
I love it.
You know, out of all the stuff that we get on Adult Swim, Bob's Burgers was better than others.
This is like royalty premium.
I'm just gonna stop this real quick. I'm gonna... You let me know what...
Do a random one, and I'll tell you if we can play it. Because this one disc has 63 songs on it. What are you on, 27?
We are on 27.
That might be the most explicit song. Look at that. read that title. I won't read it out, but...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we...
Awesome.
Yeah, we can't play that one.
Awesome. It's just a... It's literally one curse word five times over. Just great.
39.
Let's go to 39.
This one's called The Snake Song. Play that.
Oh, I think I might know this one. Maybe. I don't know.
What does this sound like? I'm going to turn this down a little bit.
Wait, hold on. Isn't this from when... I don't know if this is like from the scene with Tina or if this is from the scene with that one guy, the guy who like drinks beer always.
I'm just afraid of things. They really creep me out. Where are their arts and life? It's oh, not okay. It's I'm not afraid of ghosts. I'm not afraid of dogs. I'm not afraid of cancer. I'm just afraid of things. They really creep me out. Where are their arts and life?
Beautiful. This is beautiful music.
That was so short, but that was hilarious. I think I made it too loud, but who cares?
I think I'd pay good money to hear Gene. I think that's his name.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I've watched a lot of that show.
I would watch it like now and then. Like, I liked it more than other shows. I always liked Bob's Burgers more than American Dad.
Needy hot take, damn.
Well, I guess that is my hot take because a lot of people like American Dad, but I was never big on American Dad.
I was not either. I could have gone without it.
What is this, Joe? You picked this one out?
Yeah, if you read the back... Because Woney's CD library, you know, they do the CD review. But if you read the back, what did it say? It says it's trip hop. And this dude wrote, every track is dope. As well as it's mellow and down tempo, he said.
Trip hop. Who do you think of when you hear trip hop?
Trip hop, I think of Yaya Yee. If you know that artist.
Oh my god, I haven't heard him in a minute.
It's similar to that, but it's not. But Yaya Yee is adjacent to trip-hop stuff. Trip-hop is like... It's like almost... It's related to IDM and all that stuff. Which is music that I like. Yeah, pop that in and go to the back so that we could find an adequate track here. Because he said, especially 2, 4, 5, 6, and 9. So which were those sounds the most fire?
2, 4, 5, 6, 9. I like number 9, Invisible Pedestrian.
Invisible Pedestrian. All right,
let's get it to 9. Let's play. Let's see what we got.
It's 6 minutes long. Oh, I'm gonna enjoy this. I might just play this one. Let it play out. We'll talk, and if it gets hype, I could turn us down so you don't have to hear us. Sounds good.
I really like that. Me and Nady locked in. We were groove into that. So, I mean, how long? Oh, we only got 8 minutes left. I'm just playing another one. That's somewhat short, probably. Yeah, let me stop this so I can see how long. Oh, most of these are long songs. Yeah, we cut it halfway. We run track 4. This track's called I Love My Man. Mm. Once again, this is Programmed to Love by Bent. And this is track 4 called I Love My Man. Oh my god. Oopsie. I forgot to turn the mic on. Just another big thumbs up for how this show has gone. But that's all right. And Nady knows that's all right. Because thanks for tuning into Airbud. Thanks for sticking with the wacky show if you stuck with it. Just playing music, talking over it, talking about video games, listening to video game music. Who cares? You know? Once again, I had fun in the studio. Nate had fun in the studio. And we'll be back next week. I'll be back next week. I'm not sure if Nate will be back. But if he is, that's a plus. But, yeah. We don't got that much time left, so I'm just going to call it here. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed any of the music, thanks for enjoying it. Awesome, dude. It's great, dude. All right, dude. See you, dude. Off air, bud, dude. Catch you. Bye-bye.
Set sail for the sippy sailing. We shall plunder and loot all station IDs.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it.
I'm pregnant. I'm supposed to be happy.
I haven't been myself since the baby was born.
What's wrong with me?
I should be happy, but I'm sad.
Will these feelings ever go away?
Being pregnant and having a baby can be a wonderful experience. But sometimes it can make you feel sad, anxious, or constantly worried about being a good mother. If you're pregnant or a new mother and feel depressed, you're not alone. Symptoms of depression include frequent crying,